What is going on, everybody? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with another episode of the podcast. We are back with another instant reaction. Well, pretty instant. This is the morning after another big win by UVA at home against Notre Dame. It's now 5 in a row for the Hoos, and they also extended their home winning streak to a billion. Best home team around. Yep, 65-53, a 12-point win for Notre Dame. The Hoos shot the lights out tonight and got a bit of revenge on the Irish, who just blew the doors off us on Christmas Eve, or almost Christmas Eve, last year. It was at their place, and we really never had a chance. They shot the lights out, and it was ugly. It was tough, and yeah, they shot like 50% from three that game. But Virginia came back and shot the lights out last night, and we're all even. Improved to 16-5, 7-3 in conference play, and we're right at the top of the league. If everything started today, we would certainly get that double bye in the ACC tournament, and that's what we're always chasing, making the ACC tournament title a little bit easier. This year's ACC tournament, of course, is in D.C. instead of Greensboro, so that's a little bit different. But for us Charlottesvillians and UVA fans, much closer. You know, only 2 hours, boom, pop up there to the district and watch the ACC tournament. Hopefully the Hoos can take it home this year. A huge game. I think this is the Groves game. Let's call it the Groves game. You know, the 65-53 win over Notre Dame. Jake Groves just fucking feeling it. 6 of 8 from downtown. I think he hit his first 4 in a row. Reese feeling it. IMAC feeling it. This is the best I've seen a shoot in so long. And, you know, shooting is all about confidence. You see your first one go down, it makes everything a whole lot smoother throughout the rest of the game. Jake, they talked about it in the broadcast. Corey was on the broadcast. They talked about how he was out before anyone else this morning or yesterday morning shooting. So Jake's trying to get his confidence up. Even watching shots go through during your extra work will help. And they really did it. It was a big win. This team is different than the team that lost to Notre Dame on December 30th. Think about it. Jordan Miners come on like crazy. Dante Harris is back in the fold, providing big, big minutes. Blake Buchanan's gotten more comfortable playing at this speed. Tane Murray is a real asset now. Like, for a while, Tane was just like a filler guy. Like, anything you get from him would be a bonus. That's kind of how it felt. Like, if you remember what Malachi Poindexter did for a little, like, he had to fill in and, like, give, you know, 5-6 minutes here, 5-6 minutes there. And anything you got from him was a bonus. But now Tane is like a real guy. And he's confident and he's playing well and he's feeling good. And now when he comes in, I expect him to, you know, do stuff. And in the post game, even Tony mentioned it. He's like, when talking about the emergence of Tane, Jordan, and Dante, Tane especially, it was like he added to the personnel, because for a while there, he wasn't like a hard and fast member of the rotation. He was like, okay, change things up, put him in for a few minutes. He's not going to mess up. Now he's like a guy who's doing things. He 4 dimes from Tane, 4 dimes, 4 points. Just awesome, awesome, huge minutes. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. And I'm just so happy. This team is playing well, feeling good, and I'm not afraid of Clemson at all. I know we're playing at their place. That's our next game this weekend. But we've pretty much played well against Clemson as long as I can remember. And yes, I think it's actually beneficial for Virginia that Clemson's ranked a little higher or thought of a little bit better in like the KenPom worlds and the analytic worlds, because I think we're going to win. But they have a chance to get a quad one win. Clemson's right now is ranked in the top 35 in KenPom. even though they've got six losses. You know, they've lost to Georgia Tech, who we beat. They lost to Georgia Tech at home, by the way, who we beat on the road. They barely beat Louisville at home. They only beat Louisville by six at home. They lost to Georgia Tech on the road by 15. They also lost to Memphis. And speaking of Memphis, just a quick sidebar. Memphis, you remember how good they played against us? They have taken the biggest swan dive in like analytical world. They were up to like 25 in KenPom. Right now, they're at 70 because they've lost four bad games in a row. So that, unfortunately for Virginia, that quad one loss is now a quad two loss because of how far Memphis has fallen. But yeah, that watching them play back then, they look freaking good. So five dubs in a row for Virginia. Clemson coming up next, then Miami at home. I think we're going to beat Clemson on the road. You know, Clemson, they've got Joe Girard now. If you remember the Syracuse, the white point guard, chuck it from anywhere, doesn't play much defense. Him, he's with Clemson now. PJ Hall back from last year. He was that their big stretch forward. He's good. Chase Hunter is back. So they have some players, sure, but I'm not afraid. Virginia's feeling their oats, playing together. And they've adjusted some things. Tony mentioned simplifying some things in his post game. And whatever they're doing, it's worked. I think this is a tournament team. Should be 16-5, 7-3 in the conference. And we're only at, where are we? We're at 58 in KenPom. We're at 45 in the net. So we're kind of probably right on the bubble. But we need some big wins. We need like that signature, another signature win. We got, of course, we beat Texas A&M at home, which is, you know, that win is getting a little bit worse based on how they performed. But that's still a big win. We beat Florida. That's a big win. They're 31. But yeah, we need another quad one win for sure. Right now, Florida is the only quad one win because A&M's fell to a quad two. All right. Let's go through some of the numbers from this Notre Dame game. Didn't get a chance to watch it right away. I watched it. I recorded it and watched it at like 8 o'clock, so I was a little bit late on it. But based on the text messages I was getting and some of the alerts, I knew we won before I actually finished it. So that's always a comforting feeling. Well, all right. Let's go through the numbers a little bit and see what everyone was doing in the win over Notre Dame. All right, starting five, Jordan Miner, Reese Beekman, Andrew Rohde, IMac, and Ryan Dunn. Oh, yeah, there's some interesting stats here. Okay, Jordan Miner, 28 minutes, 5 points, six boards, three on the offensive end, two steals, and a team high plus 15, plus minus. What does that tell you? You know, I think if the one thing that has changed the tenor of this season is Jordan Miner's improvement. Joining Jordan Miner, all of his buckets I feel like were saviors, you know, offensive rebounds, saving possessions, extending possessions. He did that. He's done that so well, and it's something that we didn't have a ton of before. And not, you can see he's not thinking out there as much as he was early in the season. He's just playing free, and it's been a godsend for this team. So good for him. Reese Beekman, 33 minutes. He had a great game, one of his best games. You know, he really had to play good on the defensive end too, because their number three, Burton, is a really good player. So he had to play tough on D. He picked his pocket a few times, which was great, and also killed him on offense. 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 7 from three, only missed one free throw, 3 of 4, dished out six dimes, turned it over five times. I feel like a couple of them weren't his fault, a couple tips here and there, but six dimes, four steals, a plus 11, plus minus, one of Reese's biggest games. Let me see if that's his season high. 21. He also had 21 against Northeastern, so he tied his season high. All right, moving on. Andrew Rohde's losing his minutes. He's made some nice dimes yesterday, found some open guys for some shots, but he's losing his minutes to Tane. Tane is playing better, hitting shots. Rohde hasn't hit much of anything lately. I kind of feel bad for him. Every time I see him shoot, I'm like, get one in just so he can, like, get his confidence built. But he's only shooting 38% from two and 26% from three. Really needs to see some shots go down, especially from two. I mean, in this 5-game winning streak, Rohde's only made one 2-pointer, 1 of 7 from two, and 3 of 14 from three. As IMac, 33 minutes or 34 minutes, I guess. 11 points, two dimes, plus four, plus minus, two rebounds. Hit that big three right before the buzzer. Got us started, hit the first three of the game. So, again, hit your first shot. Everything, you feel confident. Everything goes much better from there. I know when I'm playing an open gym, my first shot goes down. I feel like my whole hour goes better. Miss my first shot, then I'm, you just want to see it go down. Ryan Dunn rounding out the starting five, 27 minutes. Didn't score. Didn't even attempt a shot. They mentioned it in the broadcast. The only shot attempt he had was a tip in. So he really didn't have a intentional shot. So to go from what he did last game and just own the paint and own the rim against Louisville to not even attempt a shot, it just shows you that we can win multiple ways and it's going to be a different guy for different games. And that's just how Virginia does it. That's how it's been for the last few years. And you never know. We have so many different guys that'll step up. It's not a bad thing. Having depth is a good thing. I mean, you look back at this season, you look all the way back at that Florida win. Can you think of who the big scorer was that game? It was Blake Buchanan in his third game, having damn near 20 points. So, I would love to see Ryan Dunn have, a couple of big games back to back, but as long as someone else is doing it, it just shows that, there's no selfishness. At the end of the game, Ryan Dunn could have held the ball and gotten intentionally fouled and got to the line, but unselfish. He doesn't need to be the guy getting the cheap free throws at the end. You love it. He's not calling for the ball and needing the ball. He's just fitting in as he can. So that rounds up the starting lineup. Blake Buchanan, 9 minutes off the bench, 2 points, five boards, three of them on the offensive end, plus one, plus minus. Tane Murray, plus six. 4 points, four dimes. Tane's minutes are getting more valuable by the day. Jake Groves, 12 points. I mean, Jake Groves, 18 points, 6 of 8 from deep. What a game from him. He's shooting the best he has in his career. Don't forget, he's played 4 years already, two at Eastern Washington, two at Oklahoma. This is the best he shot from deep, 48.4%. Prior to this season, the highest he was at was 38.1%. So he's putting in the extra work. Shots are going down. He's feeling good. They're calling plays for him. They ran some actions yesterday. It was like fake screen, pop out, found him, knocks it down. And when you have your coach calling plays for you, that's about as good as a feeling as you can get. Dante Harris, 12 minutes, 12 solid minutes. Another guy I want to succeed. He's had a tough time shooting the ball this year, but yesterday he saw a jump shot go down early in the game. He made a nice drive, finished with his left. Good to see. This is a guy who was the guy at Georgetown, like the go-to guy, shooting a ton, the guy they look to down the stretch. And to accept the role that he has, I'm happy that he's, getting his spots where he can make plays and show what he could do. Because after Reese is gone, he could have an opportunity to be the guy, to be the one who runs the offense. He was a plus nine on his plus minus. Also dished out three dimes, run the offense, does his thing. Virginia led by as many as 16, and they basically led the entire game. There wasn't a minute that Notre Dame was up. There was a couple minutes where it was tied, but Virginia pretty much owned that game from start to finish. Virginia forced a ton of turnovers. They turned Notre Dame over 18 times, and I feel like the magic number for Virginia is keeping their turnover number below 10, and they were right at 10, so that's good. Virginia dished out 21 dimes, sharing the ball. They 10 offensive boards, a lot of really good numbers for the Hoos. And they forced three shot clock violations. So all the UVA faithful, you guys played a big role in this win as well. JPJ is a fortress. I saw that on Instagram today. It is. Tough place to play. Virginia plays so well at JPJ. Defense plays so well. Shot clock violations, getting in teams' heads. You gotta love it. Next up, like I mentioned, is at Clemson. I would love to, if we win Clemson, the analytics go up. Because right now, by beating Notre Dame, like you're not gonna move up much because they're a team that's like ranked in the 100s. Beat a team that's in the 30s, you have a chance to move up from your, mid 50s perch up into the back where we were earlier in the season. Virginia, earlier in the year, 24, 25. Looking at the net, we are up to 18. So we've been there before this year. We got to get back there. It starts with this win at Clemson, and I wish that the numbers were more fair to us, because you got an 11 and 10 Xavier team that's at 39 ahead of us. An 11 and 10 Xavier team that lost to number 151 Oakland, that lost to Delaware, number 155 at home, lost at home for both those games. You got Villanova also in there. Villanova was a 500 team last year, and they've lost five games in a row. But they're still ranked, 15 spots ahead of Virginia. And they lost to Drexel and Penn. So I think Virginia's biggest problem when you're looking at the analytics is just those big, the margin of loss. Like none of their losses were close, which is the issue for Virginia. And as fans, we know it. It's been frustrating, all that. But at the end of the day, we've only lost five games. And they're all the Power Five teams. No mid-majors knocked us off. It sucks that Notre Dame was is where they are, but it was on the road at least. So, what are you going to do? We got to win at Clemson, and got to do some work down the stretch. Our next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games are against teams that are in the top 100. So, all these wins are going to be valuable for the resume. Got to do it. We want to get back to the dance and hopefully win a game for the first time since the national championship. Win a game in the tournament. That's the big goal this year. All right, y'all. Thanks for checking us out. As always, at Virginia Game Day on Instagram, Virginia Game Day Podcast on all the major platforms. We'll be back this weekend after the Clemson game and after a big win, and we'll go from there. Thank y'all for checking us out. Appreciate you. Go Hoos. Thank you.